Sister Clara Kelly has Einstein-white hair and stiff knees. The 75-year-old is bursting with energy in her volunteer job as medical director of the Space Coast Volunteers and Medicine Clinic in Palm Bay.
This is the medical side.
These are the examining rooms.
The clinic is free for Brevard County residents who earn less than twice the federal poverty level.
We're running totally on volunteers. Everything in this building is donated. All the equipment, all the pictures, and me.
This afternoon, Sister Clara is seeing four patients. She says during the 45-minute appointments, she gives comprehensive physicals and talks to them about mental, social, and even spiritual health. Elaine Forlizzi walks out of an exam room. She says she came to the clinic because of her high blood pressure and a pain in her chest she's had for the past 3 years.
You learn to deal with it, and that's sad. And now I'm getting to the point where I'm afraid I'm going to die early because I've neglected myself. Going to doctors because no health care.
She's been working as a certified nurse's aide for almost 3 decades. But even though she works in the healthcare industry, Forlizzi has no health benefits. She makes less than $10 an hour taking care of people with Alzheimer's in their homes.
You know, they need me. I need to control myself and get in there and make them happy. But then I have to deal with my own stuff after I leave that. So it's hard.
She says for the past 10 years, the only time she has seen a doctor has been in an emergency room. Since the Free Brevard Clinic opened in April, the number of patients it serves each month has increased almost 30%. Paul Ringenberger is the clinic's executive director.
The demand was so great at the beginning that it crashed our phone system, and we had to install a new phone system to accommodate the number of calls that we were getting.
Now, clinic appointments are booked at least a month in advance, and 5 more providers have joined the volunteer staff to keep up with the demand. Ringenberger has seen what he calls typical America coming through the doors, a mix of the unemployed and the employed, white-collar and blue-collar, young and old.
We're simply a safety net for those people who are out there doing the best they can, working very hard, but simply don't have the resources to afford health care.
He plans to open another free health clinic between Titusville and Cocoa early next year. He picked that location partly so it would be convenient for the estimated 9,000 space shuttle workers who are losing their jobs at Kennedy Space Center. He says he'll call that clinic Canaveral. For 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Yuna Lee in Palm Bay.